واما طوافك بين الصفا والمروه كعتق السبعين ربه. يا رب الهادي will proceed for Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Allah will give him the reward of freeing 70 slaves. وَأَمَّا وُقُوفُكَ عَشِيَّةَ عَرَفَةَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَهْبِطُ لِسَمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَيُبَاهِي بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةَ عِبَادِي هَؤُلَاء جَاءُونِي شِعْثًا مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ يَرْجُونَ جَنَّتِي وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابِي فلو كانت ذنوبكم كعدد الغمل او كقصر المطر او كزبة البحر لغفرتها لكم. افيدوا مغفورا لكم ولمن شفعتم له. Tomorrow is the assembly in Allah's special assembly. Allah's Rasul said regarding the wukuf of Arafah, the hadith will gather on the plains of Arafah. Allah will descend to the first heaven, the descension in keeping with His greatness. Then looking at the gathering of Arafah, Allah will say to His angels, Ibadi Haula, look at my slaves. They have come to me from deep and distant ravines of the earth. They desire my mercy, they fear my azab. Allah will address the gathering of Arafah and Allah will say to them, if your sins be as many as the number of grains of sand on the earth, or your sins be as many as the number of rain droplets that have fallen from the heavens, or your sins be as many as the number of foam on the waves of the oceans, I have forgiven all your sins. Not only I have forgiven you, return from your insulted condition, you are forgiven, and all those on whose behalf you will intercede, they also are forgiven. وَأَنَّا رَمْيُكَ الْجِمَارِ فَنَكَ بِكُلِّ حَسَاتٍ رَمَيْتَهَا تَكْفِيرُ كَبِيرَةٍ مِنْ مُوبِقَاتٍ. Then the Hadi will proceed to fell the Jamara. For each stone that he will fell, that sin which was supposed to result in his jahal, the Riwayat defined the expression Mubiqat, that it destroys him, Kabira sin, major sin. Each stone that he will tell, one such sin that was supposed to destroy him, Allah will forgive. وَأَمَّا نَحْرُكَ فَمَذْكُورٌ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Thereafter he will slaughter the Qurbani animal. فَمَذْكُورٌ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Special zakhira and provision and reward will be kept for him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إلى آخر الحديث. This is not an ordinary ni'mat and bounty of Allah. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is Allah's special virtue, Allah's special favor. The shukr and the gratitude of this is wajib. It's on the bottom of our heart here to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with this comes the responsibility that I was referring to earlier, referring to the khutbah of the Imam of the Haram in Medina. What did he say? That the amal of the Qazi will have an effect upon the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ibadat of the Qazi, this is Allah's delegation. Each one is a representative of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The halat and condition, difficulties and hardship and plight that is globally facing this ummah, the concern for that, the worry for that, is multiplied upon the Hadi. That we have to be introspecting. We have to be looking within ourselves. That how much have I contributed to this situation? Halat, conditions in this world are not determined by any government, not determined by military or scientific technology. What is Quran telling us? Inna al-quwwata lillahi jami'a, lillahi al-amru min qabl wa min ba'd, ma yastahi Allahu lin-nasi min rahmatin fala mumsika laha wa ma yumsik فلا مرسل له من بعده. إن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو، وإن يردك بخير فلا راد لفضله. ألا له الخلق والأمر، فتبارك الله رب العالمين. All these verses of the Quran that I've recited and many more verses, one basic principle message, that no nation advances or declines, no nation is raised up or brought down, no individual is harmed or benefited in the heavens or the earth, except with the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. It is Allah's hakimiyat, hukumiyat, samadiyat, jabariyat that is controlling every facet of the creation. Makhluk, that which is created, whether it is atom bomb, or whether it is military might or technology, whether it is wealth, whether it is the means of this world, whether it is an ant, or whether it is Jibreel. Makhluk, that which is created, Quran's unequivocal, indelible decision, Allah. Allah informs us, makhluk, that which is created, la yamlikun, la yamlikun li anfusihim barran wala nafa'a, wala yamlikun mawtan wala hayatan wala nushura. Makhluk created, whether an ant or Jibreel, whether a pebble or a mountain, whether a droplet of water or the ocean, whether a grain of sand or the desert, makhluk, it cannot benefit. Of its own accord, it cannot benefit, it cannot harm, it cannot live, it cannot die, except with the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. This ummah is in its life, this ummah is in difficulty and hardship. As long as we will try to address the malady and plight that this ummah is experiencing, having removed Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the equation, by the qasam of my Allah, my respected brothers and sisters, we will not solve the problem, we will worsen and exacerbate the problem. We have to come back to Allah. We have to come back to Allah. And coming back to Allah means what? Come unto Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Caught hold of the hand of Abu Sufyan, held his hand and addressed him and said, Ya Aba Sufyan, Ya Aba Sufyan, O Abu Sufyan. Ulama say this address is not specific to Abu Sufyan, but this is a general address. Every Muslim till Qiyamah is being addressed. O Muhammad, O Yusuf, O Imran, O Umar, whoever you are, wherever you are, your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing you. Ya Aba Sufyan, jiltukum bi karamati dunya wal akhirah. I have brought that way of life. I have brought that way of life, my day, my night. That not only will it give you the highest or the upper echelons of Jannah and Paradise, if you will embrace it, but it will give you the dignity, comfort, succor, dignity, honor and protection of this world also. And Allah's sunnah, وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. Allah's sunnah, and Allah does not deviate from his sunnah. 14 centuries ago, in the Quran, that was revealed upon Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah cautions us, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Warn them, caution them, if they will turn away from your way of life, if they will turn away from Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is Allah's sunnah, Allah's system, this turning our back on the Mubarak way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, أَن تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً, they will become the target of trials, tribulations, and hardships in this world, and still if they will not heed, then Allah protects us. Adabun Aleem, we will have to face a terrible punishment in the hereafter. The verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, Allah poses a rhetorical question. أَخَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah says, what do you think? What do you think that we will bless you with Iman? What is Iman? What is this kalima? When one says when one makes shahadat of La ilaha illallah, what is this? This is Misah al-Jannah. This is the key to eternal paradise. Is this cheap? Is there no price tag? Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah, on one occasion he was using a public toilet. Up till now, nowadays also in Indo-Pak subcontinent, some places will be fine. Somebody will be standing outside the public toilet and you have to give a few rupees to use the facility. So someone was standing outside the toilet, he wanted to use it, the person requested some payment. Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah started crying. So the people asked him, why are you crying? He said, this is the home of najasat, the home of filth and impurity, and I cannot enter here for free. How am I going to enter Allah's Jannah for free? أَحَسِبَ النَّاسَ يُتْرَكُوا وَيَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَلُوا. Allah says, do you think we are going to bless you with Iman? We are going to bless you with Kalima and you won't be tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah says, we tested the nations of the past. You also will be tested. And what is the underlying wisdom? What is the underlying hikmah behind this? فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah will make it apparent. These tests and trials and tribulations are Allah's sifting process. Allah's differentiation, Allah's sifting process. Allah will make it apparent who are the truthful ones and who are the liars. Sadiq and Kadib in what? Truthful and liars in what? In this expression, amanna, amanna. What does it mean when one says amanna? Ulama explained, they say kalima tawheed, apne marzi ke talab hone ka iqrar hai. This kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is a covenant and an oath that you are taking with Allah. That from this day onwards, what I see is false. What I hear is false. What the battle propaganda machinery of the media is espousing 24 hours a day is false. What the so-called educational institutions of this world, the schools and the universities, the message that they are handing out 24 hours a day, from every direction, what I see, what I hear, what I experience, what effort is made upon my heart, if it goes against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the qasam of my Allah, it is false. And I've handed myself over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is amanna. And Allah says, we will test you, we will make it known who is truthful in this and who are the liars. Who were the true followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who understood what Aashiq Rasul means, true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If you want to understand ish, if you want to understand muhabbat, if you want to understand allegiance and devotion to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then my respected brothers and sisters, we have to turn the clock back. Turn the clock back 14 centuries. And observe that jamaat and group that took iman and deen directly from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That jamaat and group that they walked on the earth, and already Quran came down, radiyallahu anhu wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. They walked on the earth. You and I aspire for Jannah. Whether we are Jannati or not, we will find out after we leave this world. That Jamaat and group, Quran comes down, Kullan, Kullan, Wa'adallahu al-Husna, O my Nabi, every Sahabi of yours, Allah promises them Jannah. That Jamaat, Ashabu Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they understood Ishq. They understood Muhabbat. They understood allegiance. Aisha radiallahu anha is the narrator of the incident. She says, Ja rajulun ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Wallahi ya Rasulullah, innaka la ahabbu ilayya min nafsi, wa innaka la ahabbu ilayya min waladi, wa innaka la ahabbu ilayya min mali, wa inni la akunu fil bayt, fa adhkuruka, fa ma asbiru hatta atika fa andura ilayk. Allahu Akbar, look at the manner in which he expresses his devotion and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, O my Nabi, I take an oath on Allah. I take qasam upon Allah that I love you more than my wealth. I love you more than my children. I love you more than my own life. At times I am sitting at home. The thought of you enters my heart. When the thought of you enters my heart, my food becomes haram. My sleep becomes haram. I become restless. Until I do not cool my soul by looking at your noble countenance. وَإِذْ ذَكَرْتُ مَوْتِي وَمَوْتَكْ عَرَفْتُ أَنَّكَ إِذَا مِتَّ رُفِعْتَ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَإِنِّي اتَّقَلْتُ الْجَنَّةَ خَشِيتُ أَلَّا أَرَاكْ. Today a troubling thought occurred to me. This world is temporary. This is an ephemeral existence. You are going to leave this world. I am also going to die. Ya Rasulullah, you will achieve the highest rank of Jannah. If Allah gives me Jannah, because of your elevated status, I fear that I will be deprived of being able to look at you in Jannah. Understand the veracity of this. What is he saying? What is the Sahabi saying? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I love you so much. I love you so much that Jannah also is not Jannah. Paradise is not paradise unless I have your ma'iyat and your companionship in Jannah also. So what is he saying? Ya Rasulullah, I have a problem. Show me a way. In this world when I think of you, I come and look at you. Show me a way that I will be with you in Jannah also. وَلَمْ يُرِدْ عَلَيْهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remained silent. Such was the sincerity of this declaration of love and devotion that it transcended the heavens, it reached the arsh of Allah. حَتَّى نَزَلَ جِبْرِيلُ بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. Jibreel was sent with this verse of the Qur'an. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Before I translate this verse, I am repeating the dilemma of the Sahabi. Ya Rasulullah, I love you so much. I love you so much that I want to be with you in Jannah. Quran comes down. Quran comes down addressing the dilemma. I want to be with you in dunya, in akhirat. How can I be with you in Jannah? What does Allah say? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. Allah equates muhabbat with ita'at. Allah equates love and devotion with obedience. What is the message of this verse of the Qur'an? What is the message of this verse of the Qur'an, my respected brothers and sisters? That love which does not translate into obedience, that love which does not translate into emulation of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Allah's court is not true love. True love, true devotion is what? That which will express itself in ita'at, in obedience, will cause one to bring one's life on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Allah says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ Obey Allah, obey Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ Allah will give you the ma'iyat of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, of Siddiqeen, of Shuhada, of Salihin, of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you will come unto obedience. One young Sahabi, he comes in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Aisha sahab rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned this incident in his Hayat al-Sahaba. Such is his love, he rushes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, starts kissing the Mubarak body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kisses the feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah inni yuhibbuk. Ya Rasulullah inni yuhibbuk. O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you. Then what does he say? He says, Murni bima ahbab. Fala asilaka amra. This expression of the Sahabi is worthy of being written down in gold. What does he say? He says, command me with whatever you want, I will never disobey you. Command me with whatever you want, I will never disobey you. This is love. This is ish. To test the veracity of his declaration of love, Nabi Islam says, Idhab Faqtul Abbas. The Sahabi was known, this youngster was known for his devotion to his parents. The Nabi Islam says, go and bring me the head of your father. It is something completely illogical. Doesn't make sense that Rahmatul Alameen should make such a request. There are no questions asked, thought is out, he's moving already. And his Lord says, no, come back here. أَمَعِنِّي لَمُبَعَثْ بِسَقِيَةِ رَحِيمٍ Allah has not sent me with the breaking of family ties, Allah has sent me to establish family ties. I was just testing you. The same youngster becomes ill. And his Lord goes to visit him late one night. He's unconscious. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to his family, that I fear he will not last the night. If he passes away, send for me, I will perform his janazah salah. Saying that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes away. Little while later, he gains consciousness. First thing, he says, I sense that my beloved was here. The family says, yes, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to visit you. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? He says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that if you pass away tonight, we must send for you. Send for him, he will perform your janazah. He said, don't do that. There are enemies of Nabi Islam living in this vicinity. The darkness of the night, I fear they may harm my Nabi. If I pass away tonight, bury me, inform Rasulullah Islam tomorrow in daylight. Just such love, such devotion, such concern. Sahabi passed away that night. His name was Talha bin Bara radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In keeping with his request, the family buried him without informing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to hear about it. He rushes to the grave of the Sahabi. Youngster, Ashiqa Rasul, true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the samara? What is the recompense? What is the return from Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands at the grave of this youngster, raises his hand. Oh Allah, tomorrow the day is coming, then you will meet this Sahabi of mine. It will be him and you in your court. Oh Allah, when the meeting takes place, إِلْقَ تَلْحَى Allahumma إِلْقَ تَلْحَى Oh Allah, tomorrow when you are meeting Talha, let it be تَضْحَكُ إِلَيْهِ وَهُوَ يَضْحَكُ إِلَيْكَ Let it be that you are smiling at him and he is smiling at you. Today the name is Ghulam Muhammad, which translates the slave of Muhammad. But from head to toe, whether the appearance, whether the action, every aspect of the life is those of the enemies of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is the allegiance? Juma day also. Look at our youngsters. Look at our youngsters. T-shirts on. Some movie star. Some sports personality picture emblazoned. Coming for Juma Salah in that condition also. Idolizing people. What type of people? Morally decrepit, bankrupt individuals. People who every day is in sharab and every night is in zina are being idolized, revered, honored. He goes to the salon, goes to the barber shop. The barber makes a mistake that becomes the latest hater. He falls and tears his pants, the youngster will cut his pants to emulate. Why? Some movie star, some pop star, some pop personality. And then Nabi will finish himself for us. Then Nabi will tie stones to his stomach for us. Most of us would have been in Madina Munawwara just a few days ago. If you were observant when standing in front of the Roda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you would have seen some couplets written on either side of his Mubarak Qabr. There is an incident behind those couplets. And not ordinary muhaddithin and mu'arikhin, but ulama of the caliber of Ibn Kathir rahimullah. Imam Nawawi rahimullah has narrated this, and on their authority I am mentioning it. That once there was a Bedouin who came in front of the Rawdah Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said that Ya Rasulullah, Allah says in His Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوا فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ إِذْ they have oppressed their soul. ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. This does not refer to a person who now and then commits guna or sin. This refers to an individual whose entire life is spent in the disobedience of Allah. If ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, Allah says, if they have oppressed their soul, then they come to you, my Nabi, Jawu, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ, they ask Allah to forgive them. وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ, and you seek forgiveness on their behalf. لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابَ الرَّحِيمَ, they will find Allah very forgiving, very merciful. جِئْتُكَ مُقِرًا بِذُنُوبِي مُسْتَغْفِرًا إِلَى رَبِّي مُسْتَشْفِعًا بِكَ إِلَى رَبِّي. I have come to your Mubarak day. I have come to you with the blackness of my soul, with a life spent in the disobedience of Allah. I am asking Allah to forgive me. I admit مُقِرًا بِذُنُوبِ, I attest to my sins, I have no excuse. I am asking you to intercede on my behalf. And then he praises Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, four couplets he recited, the first two are written on either side of the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya khayra man dufina fil qaya azamuhu, fataba min tibihinna al qaw wal akamu, nafsi al fida. Nafsi al fida. نفس الفداء لقدر أن تستعفي فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. أنت الشفيع الذي ترجى شفاعته على الصراط إذا ما زلت القدم. وصاحباك لا أنساهما أبدا مني السلام عليكم وما جرى القلم. He said, oh, that personality or being. When he walked above the earth, the whole earth was fragrant. And now that he has gone beneath the earth has become fragrant. May my life be sacrificed upon that grave in which you are residing. For with you is your generosity and with you is your kindness. أنت الشفيع الذي ترجى شفاعته. You are that personality without whose intercession I will not be able to cross the Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam. And let me not forget your two companions, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma. Once Nabi Shasim entered the masjid, right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar radiallahu anhuma. Nabi Shasim catches hold of both of their hands, raises it up, and says, Hakaza, Nuhsharu Yawm al Qiyamah. Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. Says, let me not forget your two companions. May my salam be upon you and your two companions. Look at what a beautiful analogy he gives. He says, Ma jaral kalamu, as long as the pens will write, in other words, for perpetuity. Saying this, he wipes his tears and he goes away. Atabi rahmatullah is sitting nearby. All of a sudden, Atabi dozes off and he makes ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. Nabi Sassam addresses him, Atabi, adrikil Arab, go and find that Bedouin and tell him that Allah has made his maqfira. Allah has forgiven him. Such a Nabi, ask ourselves, my respected Hujjaj. Where is the ishq and muhabbat today? Where is the devotion today? Allah has brought us to Mina. Allah has brought us on Hajj. Ask our youngsters about some tournament that took place recently. They'll give you statistics that are mind-boggling. They'll name the teams for you. They'll name the achievement of each player. Start from one side. They're not here to run anybody down. But these are the days of Hajj. We are in Ihram. Allah has brought us to Mina. Start from one side and ask about the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many days was his Hajj journey? When did he leave Madinah Munawwara? How many Sahaba were with him when he left? What occurred in their Hajj journey? How many stops did he make? When did he enter Makkah Mukarramah? When he entered Makkah Mukarramah, what did he do? Even this much, when he entered the Haram, through which door did he enter? Normally, if you look at the annals of history, you'll find mention of rulers, of conquerors, of tyrants. Rarely will the annals of history devote any attention to an orphan. And not just any orphan, an orphan born in a desert in the most backward nation of the time. Yet miraculously, when it comes to this orphan, such is the love between Habib and Mahbub. Such is the love that Allah has for his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That minute details that wallah, if you and I did not know also, would make absolutely no difference to our deen and akhirat. Yet Allah has not allowed the sands of time to erase even minute details of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Time is limited. It was not my intention to go into a long talk. I was given 1 hour, 45 minutes have already passed. But just by way of example, a glimpse, for us to realize that we have no excuse. 14 centuries have passed, yet, to such extent, detail is found about the Hajj journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But every aspect of his life. It was a Saturday, 25th of Dhul-Qa'dah. At the time of Zuhr Salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before the Zuhr Salah, tied the Ihram. Thereafter he made Zuhr Salah in Masjid al-Nabawi. After the Zuhr Salah, he gave a brief khutbah, wherein he explained the manasik of Hajj. He started his Hajj journey at that time, 12,000 Sahaba were with him. He appointed as Amir of Medina in his absence, Abu Dujana Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In order to look after his Qurbani animals, he had appointed Najia bin Jundub Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu. By the time Salatul Asr came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached Dhul Hulayfa Bir Ali. Jibreel came down and said, Ya Rasulullah, this is a Mubarak place and a Mubarak night. Allah wants you to spend the night here. Five Salah, he remained at Dhul Hulayfa. Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr and Zuhr of the next day. After Fajr the next morning, Asma bint Umayth radiallahu anha gave birth to a male child. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept the name Muhammad and he instructed her to carry on with her Hajj. Only the tawaf she must make after she becomes pure. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed ghusl to act as a detergent in the water. Like we use soap, those days they should use leaves. The names of those leaves, which tree it comes from, is recorded, Oshnan and Khitmi. Thereafter he performed ghusl. The manner in which he washed his hair, passed his Mubarak fingers through his hands of his hair, that also is recorded. After making the ghusl, Rasulullah applied soil to his hair. Thereafter he applied honey to his hair. Those days they would use honey in order to cause the strands of hair not to become disheveled in the desert. Thereafter he applied itar. He applied itar in the crown of his scalp. He applied itar onto his body. He did not apply itar onto the cloth of the ihram. The cloth of the ihram raised came from, that also is recorded. It came from a town called Sahara, which in those days used to be in Yemen, nowadays is in Muscat. Two pieces of cloth from Sahara. He tied the ihram. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Zuhr Salah in Dhul Hulayfa. He mounted his camel, the name of the camel recorded, Qaswa. Where the camel was tied, recorded. Mounted the camel, faced Qibla, and said, Labbayk. Hajjatan Allahumma labbayk. To that extent, Allah has recorded meticulously every aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where is the devotion? Where is ish? Where is muhabbat? Where is the shock and jazba within us to color our lives on sunnah? We are on the plains of Mina. What was the sunnah of Mina? What did Mina witness and observe? The cry of the Nabi, the pain of the Nabi, the concern of the Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His effort in Hajj did not start with Hajjatul Wada, but the effort of Hajj started with Nubuwwat. 10 to 10, person to person. May you really, may you ensure حتى أبلغ رسالة ربي. Who will shelter me? Who will become my master and my helper? حتى أبلغ رسالة ربي, so that I can make the bleed of this deed. What was behind this worry for humanity? How one person can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah? 10 to 10, person to person. One youngster who had not accepted Islam, he said, I stood on the mountain of Abu Qubays. And I looked down at the plain of Mira, and I saw this person going from person to person, person to person. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ سَفَلَ فِي وَجْهِ. Some of them spat in his face. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ حَتَى عَلَيْهِ التُرَابِ. Some picked up sand and flung it at him. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ سَبَّ عَلَى وَجْهِ. Some of them swore at him. Some of them picked up stones and flung it at him. They persecuted him, they insulted him. Once he went to the Banu Hanifa clan, huge boulders and rocks they picked up, and they started flinging it at the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had to run from them. Finally he took refuge with the Banu Amr bin Sa'sa clan. They gave him refuge, he started giving them da'wah also. They became a little affected by his message. And they said, we cannot respond to your message now, because our leader Buhayra is not here. But we will give you refuge when he comes, then we will respond. When Buhayra comes, his people say to him, this is that Qurayshi youngster that says he is the final Nabi of Allah. With rage, with anger, with arrogance, Buhayra turns to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, in the entire Mina, there is no one more hated in my eyes than you. If my people had not given you refuge, instead of my tongue, I would have spoken to you with my sword, I would have taken your head off now. Get away from here. We present a camel to him. Allah Rasulullah mounts the camel when his back is turned. Buhayra takes his spear, pokes it into the flank of the camel. The camel jerks. Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Khatamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the pride of Allah's creation, is slung from the camel. Then he falls on the ground, his face full of death, his body full of death. Which face? Which face? That face on which Allah takes qasam wa duha. What duha, according to the tafsir of Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah, one tafsir of this, what duha, by the oath of your shining face. That hair is full of dust, which Allah takes qasam on, wal layli ila saja, by the oath of your black zulfa. Tears of laughter, mockery in every direction. Yet he does not raise his hand to make badua. He does not curse them. In his heart is the cry, Allahumma ahdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Allahumma ahdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, guide my people because they don't know what they are doing. Day in, day out, this youngster said, I stood on the mountain of Abu Qubays and I saw this person relentlessly going from person to person. They persecuted him, they beat him, they mocked at him, they saw at him. Yet he carried on and on. Khattan tasaf al nahar. Until half the day had passed, the sun reached its zenith. He sat down in exhaustion. And he had sat down in exhaustion, a young girl comes in the riwayat, Jariyatun Wadiya.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد لله.